The group members come from Egypt, Turkey, Pakistan, Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Sri Lanka. Their trip was part of this year's Silk Road Celebrity China Tour organized by China Media Group. A vocational education and training center situated in the city of Kashgar, once heavily plagued by terrorism, was visited. Such centers once sparked controversy outside China. After the visit, President Miske Dikmen of the İzmir Journalists Association of Turkey tried to dispel doubts.
Bu merkezlere ilişkin oluşan bir
One of the allegations cited by some foreign countries is that such centers are used to serve the so-called national assimilation. But what I saw here is a large-scale school where all the students are receiving rehab training and education. The students told me in person that they are satisfied with arrangements by the government.
As part of the efforts to eradicate terrorism, the vocational education and training centers were designed to help those who conducted minor crimes get back to normal life. The facilities teach languages and professional skills. Abdul Martin Amiri works for a weekly publication based in Kandahar, Afghanistan.
According to some foreign media reports, I thought the Chinese government is using violence to lock those people up. However, I didn't see any compulsive behavior on anyone. I interviewed some people in the center and they told me they are happy. What impressed me the most is everyone in the training center seemed to have stepped away from extreme thoughts.
During the visit, the journalists watched a fashion design training course. Sandan Gamaj from Sri Lanka's newspaper Lankadipa was impressed with the students' conditions.
I can literally feel the people are happy here. I talked with some of them and they told me they have planned out their future. I believe that their future will be good with the skills learned from the training center.
Shiabur Rahman with Bangladeshi newspaper Daily Sun says he believes the training is helpful.
The skill learned from here can help the misdemeanor make a living in the society and help them to build up confidence in life. They will gradually get back on the right track.
There has been no single violent terrorist attack in Xinjiang over the past 2 years. When wrapping up the visit, Tesawa Aman Baba from Pakistan's FM98 Dosti channel expressed confidence about the efforts of the Chinese government.
I must say, China's efforts against the terrorism have made great achievements after visiting the training center. The goal for setting up the training center is to increase the communication between people in there, and the vocational training courses taught them to respect each other and stay away the extreme thoughts such as against the country, the people, and the different nationalities.
During their time in Xinjiang, the group also attended an exhibition of major cases related to violence and terrorism. They also visited mosques and the transportation hub on an art-refreight railway linking China and Europe. They also communicated with local households already lifted out of poverty. For CRI, I'm Xie Cheng.